The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looks like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his Just trying to figure out what the smart thing to do at the quarterback position is for this weekend against the Lions. Lots of reaction rolling in. Craig in the 443 says, the thought of tearing the groin off the bone just sounds bad. Let him sit. Let Malik go. Yeah, I agree with that. Ding that guy.
It just sounds bad.
Chef Ed saying, ooh, good things come to those who wait. Get him 100% healthy, meaning Jordan Love, of course. Doesn't this season show how important it is to have a good backup quarterback? Without having a valuable backup like Willis, we could possibly have three more losses and miss the playoffs. That from Charles in the 262. Keep getting us your reaction all morning long to whether or not you think Jordan Love should be out there as he continues to recover from that groin injury he suffered this past weekend in the game that made him leave the game, and then we saw Malik Willis. Hey, let's hear from Jordan Love, who spoke yesterday and was asked about how he's feeling and if he thinks he could play this weekend.
How realistic is it that you can be out there Sunday?
I think it's realistic.
How comfortable would you be playing on no practice if that's the route you guys go?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, not practicing during the week is not the ideal format for trying to play a game. But like I said, things happen. So if that's a scenario, I know I'll be fine. But definitely it's not the ideal scenario for going into a big week.
Chewy, are you worried that his mobility, that Love's mobility, is going to be compromised, and for that reason, maybe alone, he should sit out the game and they should go to Malik Willis?
Well, he's certainly going to be a little gun-shy about moving around, I would think. That's the toughest thing about pulls, is you just don't know. You know, like an MCL, you're like, all right, I know it hurts. But there's things you can do. You can put a brace on it to protect it so it doesn't go a certain way. I mean, that hampers your mobility, but at least in your mind, you're like, all right, I have some kind of protection there if things do go awry. With soft muscle injuries, it's just, you don't know. It's like, is this a dud or is it going to explode? And that actually takes some time mentally to get over that.
Well, because
I don't think they're going to be able to test him the way they want to test him to get ready for a game without running the risk of pulling it in practice or pulling it, you know, on the sideline working with the training staff. It's the unknown in the back of your head that scares you, and it kind of prohibits you from doing what you want to do.
And I know Jason mentioned this when he joined us earlier, but obviously I think there are some movements where he's fine, and then it's just, yeah, just sometimes the little subtle movements are the ones that set it off. Like, he seemed like he was doing okay, and then he gets bumped kind of awkwardly, and that's what puts him in so much pain he can't even make it to the sideline. So that's the tough part to me with the groin is, like, he could be walking around the facility not really feeling anything right now, but then if he has to, you know, kind of get a little bit of torque with his lower half as he's trying to uncork a ball 20 yards down the field, that's what could set it off.
Well, and I think that's what our teammate TC is saying on the talk and text line. I think the real question with Love isn't his percentage. It's whether or not when he plants on that bad groin, if he's going to lose miles per hour off his fastball. The way he throws through small windows, anything slower than what he does will up his picks from 2 to 4 easy. So you have to guard against it potentially affecting his accuracy and then putting the ball in the opponent's hands, giving them opportunities. And the Lions don't need any help there, as we have seen in recent performances by them. I guess I'm sitting here, and I think I told you guys this yesterday, or maybe it was when we were on Weekly Wager last night. For some reason, I have this gut feeling he's not going to play.
Yeah, I don't think
I can't place it. I don't know exactly why. All signs are pointing to Adam Schefter, Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love. All signs are pointing to him being the guy out there. He said it's realistic. I don't know. There's something in my gut that's just like, maybe it's because of the way it was handled with the knee injury earlier this year, Gabe, and it was all of that song and dance and smoke and mirrors. But for some reason, I've got a feeling that they are, Black Eyed Peas, prepping with Malik Willis because they know Jordan's not going to go.
Chewy, today's the most important day of practice, right? Thursday?
Yeah. But it's different for your A players, though. They'll give them till Friday.
Okay.
for the most. And then if you're super special Hall of Fame player, like Brett or Aaron, they'll give you up until game time.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just feel if he doesn't practice today, and I know the last time we went around with the knee injury when he was going to potentially come back after, you know, right after it happened, you know, Matt LaFleur said, well, we'd be okay with him not practicing. Now, if he misses a game, then we want him to practice. I still feel that they want him to practice no matter what. They want to have some sort of test going forward. If he doesn't practice today, I really don't feel like he's going to go.
It sounds like the fans are kind of leaning towards he's not playing either. I mean, with the text you're reading or whatever they are, the social media fever.
These are just voices.
Social media fever?
I got all these voices swirling around in my head.
We got Instagram. We got the anagram. We got X. We got Z. We got
Pentagram.
Y. Pentagram. Yes.
Bananagram.
We got all these things. So I guess it falls under
we got Tiger.
Social media. Well, let me ask you this. Let's just say, because I don't think he's playing, I'm going to predict him to lose 35-17. What's our feeling on Monday?
I mean,
if Jordan doesn't play and they lose to the Lions, meh.
Yes.
It's okay.
Jordan and Jair don't play. Yeah. They lose 35-17. What's Monday?
Monday's like, man, that stinks, and it sucks to be two games now behind the Lions in
but
the standings. But there's a bye, getting healthy. There's a tough part of the schedule coming up. And, oh, by the way, that game on Thursday in early December is just going to be that much more important.
Reaction rolling in, guys. Ryan from Milwaukee says, if he's healthy enough, he's playing. I think 80% is totally fair, and I'm sure he will want to play. Brent announcing and reminding us, actually, that it is supposed to rain all day Sunday. Don't feel good with him playing if field conditions are sloppy. That from Brent in the 262. And Dan in Salem says, if he's cleared, he should play, especially with the bye coming up. I think everyone is downplaying the importance of this game. Am I the only one that gets tired of sitting on pins and needles at the end of the year? I assume waiting to see if his team is in the postseason as opposed to that top spot in the division and the bye.
It just doesn't. It's rare that it happens that you're not going to be on pin. There's only 17 games. There's not a lot of time to necessarily give yourself a ton of separation. Yeah, this is a big game. It'd be nice again to be at the top. But you know what would be terrible? If Jordan Love missed the next four games because he went out there and pushed it too much. Like that's to me is the part that's tough. Is if he were to re-aggravate it and we see him go down. Like, as much as you're on pins and needles at the end of the season, imagine how much your stomach would sink if Jordan can't finish the game on Sunday.
It's just sports. How many teams just cruise to the playoffs and are like, yep, we're good, we're going. Feels like maybe one or two a year.
Yeah.
Like, right now, there's a handful of teams you could even consider that. That's why we do this. This is the whole entertainment of it. If Jordan Love can't go, do you think about maybe resting some of those other guys and just kind of treating that as like a load management? Like, well, this guy's got...
Have the NBA come after the Packers for load management?
This guy's a little nicked up. He could get fully healthy if he just didn't play. Our chances are lower than this. Maybe just sit out Evan Williams, Jair.
I can't imagine that would go over well in the locker room.
Does that happen? I mean, we just had the conversation about the Dodgers and the Yankees, and the Dodgers essentially doing a bullpen day, right, to kind of get their rotation back in order. And everybody's like, oh, I don't know, are you tempting the baseball gods by doing something like that? Would you be tempting the football gods just punting, which is the term that they use to describe what the Dodgers did in game four? Would you be tempting the football gods by doing that, Joshy?
I mean, I don't know. It seems like something that hasn't come to football despite every other league going to like that.
Not at this point in the year. I mean, there's discussion of, like, and I go back to the Colts, I think it was, where they had already wrapped up the bye and that, and then you sit the guys that are banged up, including your quarterback, and then your quarterback doesn't play the last game of the year, has a bye, and then you have that playoff game. Well, that, you know, it's a lot like baseball. It's like, do you really want your quarterback sitting out for two games at the end of the season? Because typically it's bad enough when you get that bye, and it happened to us in our day when we get the bye and then come out after that with the first playoff game we'd play. You're rusty offensively. You're rusty. You
remember?
Don't come out crisp, and then you play a quarter, and then you're like, good. But at this point in the season, if they rest everyone, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. I don't think they'll do it, but it doesn't matter.
Gabe, do you remember the year where the Packers had the one seed locked up,
mm-hmm.
and they went out and played Aaron Rodgers and Devontae, and they were just like trying to get a record of sorts?
Yeah, they played in the first half against Detroit.
It was a very awkward thing, and like
they kept forcing it.
Yeah, and they were just forcing the ball, and that one felt like tempting the gods because it's like you're just out here trying to collect a record.
Yeah, and, but at the same time, like they had, you know, they were trying to, you know. Split the hair of, well, we don't want our guys,
yes.
We don't want to rust our guys, but we want to play him a little bit. And then Aaron and Devontae are like, well, if we're out there, might as well try to get the record. It was really weird altogether because that was one of the few times they actually had everything wrapped up in the final week of the regular season.
Gabe, question for you because you're our stats guy.
Yeah, hit me.
What's Malik's contract? Does he just have this 1 year and then he's a free agent?
No, he is. He's got a under contract next year as well.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, I'm like, if he is a free agent next year and he wins this game, is there all of a sudden a market for Malik Willis?
If he wins this game, there could be potential. It would all depend, too, on how they win it. Like, if he goes out there and they win it because Josh Jacobs has a huge game and he throws the ball 15 times, no. But if he goes out there and shows that he can run the Matt LaFleur offense and throw it 30 times, absolutely there would become a market for it.
Yeah.
Guy from Staten Island weighing in, T's and P's about the Yankees guy. They should rest Jordan Love. I have a feeling he'll be running for his
life.
Take
away her T's and P's.
What's T's and P's? Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers. No, we're not feeling sorry for any Yankee fans.
No, I mean, it could have been sarcastic. We could have just let
matter.
It go.
I don't even want him to even think about
it. Suck at Yankees.
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
He's got a feeling. Black eyed peas.
I don't like T's and P's. I don't like that at all. It doesn't gel. It doesn't. It's not flowy.
You're so old.
It's just not flowy. T's and P's.
It couldn't be more flowy.
No.
Rhymes. It's quick. It's short syllables.
I was expecting more out of a varsity letterman. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. He thinks that Jordan will be running for his life this weekend. He put me on varsity, so that's something. Malik is more mobile, and he gives them a chance. That's an interesting space that we are existing in, guys, where it's Malik gives them, I don't want to say more of a chance, but a healthy Malik gives them more of a chance than a compromise Jordan.
The one thing, I mean, with the field conditions potentially being what they are and making everything a little bit more sloppy, that I think plays into the Packers' hands. Because whenever, and truly correct me if I'm wrong, but the more sloppy conditions are, the less ideal the conditions are, that helps the team, the underdog, try to, you know, kind of catch up a little bit to the team that's favored.
Yeah, but who has a better running game? Now, Detroit has two horses and Green Bay has one.
The one thing I know for sure when you're talking about running games, I know who's worse at defending the run.
It's like very.
Like, I think
you
the
didn't
Packers
have to say that.
I think the Packers' running game is very comparable to the Lions' running game offensively. The Packers are much worse at stopping the run than the Detroit Lions.
But just so you know, the Lions, the Lions are very good at it.
Yeah.
I was going in my head, I was seeing the chart, and then I was like, the Lions, they're like fifth in the league against the run.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We have got to get to top 8 at 8. Very much looking forward to the list that Gabe has put together for us today. But first, for your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. It is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience that captivates with culinary creativity. Every bite, guys, is playful and inventive and a work of art. Learn more and make reservations at aria@stkate.com. That's aria@stkate.com.
You were listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yes, that would have been much worse ended up happening.
Finally got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally we figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet.
You know what makes me happy? My wife being happy. That's why I go to the jewelry center. Let's be honest, most guys don't have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Gabe's one of the smart ones. He got the engagement ring and the wedding bands from the jewelry center for his wedding in 2022. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry like my championship ring when it needs work. I know where I'll be taking it. I will be taking it to the jewelry center. They have three locations to stop into: Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts online at shoptjc.com. I'm living proof. Happy wife, happy life. The Jewelry Center will make it happen. Brookfield, Greenfield, Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Chicken!
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right, Gabe, what do we got today?
It is Halloween. Happy Halloween to everybody. I have found a list for the top 8 at 8, where Chewy and Jen will guess back and forth. Once they get one incorrect, we'll open it up to the fans at 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the top 8 wins the ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. So I am looking for, over the last 16 years, the most popular Halloween candy in the United States. So this is data that's been collected for the past 16 years to come up with the top 8 Halloween candies here in the United
Who
States.
Who usually goes first on this?
I mean, you guys kind of do whatever.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Is number one.
Hershey Bar.
The Hershey's mini bars are number 9 on the list.
I've never given out Halloween candy.
What?
This will be the first year in 25 years or something.
What?
Like even when you were in Green Bay, like I understand where your house is. I've been to your house in Wisconsin. It's pretty isolated. It's up a hill. I understand that. But like even when you lived in Green Bay.
No, when I lived in Green Bay, but that was 24 years ago. Okay. That's the last time.
Wow.
So we're excited. We're putting the fire column out front. I got to go to Home Depot and get some light little pumpkins.
It's going to be cold? Pumpkins.
Here?
I mean, in Florida?
Why are you putting the fire column out?
Witch's ambiance. Brew, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, the ambiance.
Are you going to dress up and be in costume as you hand out candy to the kiddos?
Yes, you guys need to do your Guns N' Roses costumes.
No, but Angie's a dresser-upper. She will.
Yeah.
I'll be watching football. Yeah, you know, eating hot dogs that we talked about earlier.
Football, quotation marks. Yikes. You got a real good game this evening. How about Twix?
Not even in the top 10.
No way! No way! That's absurd. That's crazy. Twix, very popular with the kids.
I'm just telling you, over the last 16 years and the data that has been collected, Twix is not even in the top 10.
The data is wrong. I feel like Marissa Tomei. It's wrong.
All right. Well, I thought you guys might do a little bit better than
mulligan?
You did.
Yeah,
all right.
I thought
all
right. Too.
Chew, you get a mulligan. I get a mulligan.
Okay.
I can't believe it wasn't on the list.
Yeah, that's crazy. Snickers has got to be on the list.
Snickers is number 10.
What?
This
the
list sucks,
what?
Gabe.
I'm telling
this
you,
list
this,
is
I don't think
terrible.
This list is correct.
I'm just telling you the data that's been collected for 16 years.
Okay. So what did I get? Did I guess Twix before?
Yes. Then not even in the top 10.
Kit Kat?
It's not even in the top 10.
What is happening? These are the candies that the kids like.
You guys had a bunch of signals there. A lot of those come in packs together. So if one wasn't there, it would probably indicate
did
the other wasn't.
Did you guys know that candy
that
corn?
What?
Did you guys know that candy corn was originally called chicken feed?
No.
Did not, but it would make sense.
Do you know why it's called candy corn?
Why?
Because if you stack it in a column, it looks like corn.
Wait, but it's kernels of corn.
Because if you stack it, it makes corn.
But yeah, but it also looks like corn regardless of stacking it.
Not the corn I've corn. Seen.
Kernel of corn.
Not the corn I've seen. Wow, I'm really disappointed in us.
Especially because you may or may not have just been talking about one that's
no.
on the list.
No, wait, what was I talking
the
about?
That stuff is garbage. Jen,
what
you stuff? Said it yesterday. It's
what?
Terrible.
What stuff?
You ate them yesterday.
York peppermint patties?
Yes.
Those are on the list?
No.
You guys, you only talked about one other stinking candy.
We just spent 2 minutes talking about it. And, oh, York Peppermint Patty.
I have no idea.
Hot dogs?
Hot dogs are definitely not on this list. Can you imagine if you showed up at someone's house and they gave you a
freaking
Whizzy?
These are the people we work with, Josh.
I know. It's crazy.
They can't recall something we talked about literally 30 seconds ago.
A candy? Hershey Kisses? I don't even think we talked about that. 800-990-3776. I am very disappointed in this list that you've put together.
Yeah,
Reese's
so am
Peanut Butter Cups, I thought I was going to nail this list. I thought I had every single one. Again, because I just went trick-or-treating with my kiddos on Sunday. I know what people are handing out, and I know what the kids are enjoying. So, I don't know what to tell you when the data doesn't line up with the list. Let's go out to Justin in Greendale. You're first on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our Halloween edition of the top 8 at 8?
M&M's.
M&M's number 2 on the list.
Yeah, that's fair.
You want to keep going, Justin?
Skittles.
Skittles is number 4.
Skittles.
Overrated.
Sour Patch.
Is number 5.
Starburst.
6.
Oh. Hershey Kisses.
Is number 7.
Is he reading this list off the internet?
It's very obvious.
What are you doing, yeah, Justin? Did you find this list on the internet?
No.
Then why are you reading them off in order?
I mean,
Justin, that's off. Keep
at
going.
Least mix up the order, for the love of God.
See, this is why I try to do
we got hot tamales.
Yeah, it's number 3. Oh, shocking. Yeah. I don't know how he did it.
Shocking.
How did he do it? He closed
What's
out
a hot
the
tamale?
List.
What's a hot tamale?
It's never like a cinnamon, like a hot cinnamon type of.
Is it like a hot ball?
Oh my god!
Yeah, a little bit. See, this is why I can't ever do. Like, I always want to do something that's a little
just
different, a little fun.
But it's like if you Google it, you yeah, find the answer.
Correct.
I feel like this exercise should show that Chewy and I don't cheat, since we couldn't yeah, get more than one
yes,
on the top 8 at 8 list.
Well, and then talked about candy corn at length.
No.
And then when I said, you guys went, oh, what did
Chewy,
we just talk about?
Is there any percent yeah, chance that candy corn deserves to be on this list?
I love candy corn,
God
so yes.
Yeah, people buy it. So Americans spend $3.6 billion on Halloween candy, and approximately $400 million of it goes uneaten.
100%. We bought 5 bags of candy. We maybe went through 2. Maybe went through
really?
2. So I think what I'm going to start doing, because I think I'm going to start bringing a bag with me when we trick or treat, and any kids that I see walking, I'm going
to
hand
them
the candy as well. Because we have way too much candy. Between what my kids collected and what we bought, we've got way too much candy in our house right now.
Okay. Why? Will the girls crush it?
No, but Dario will.
I also think if you leave enough candy around, kids are just going to get to it eventually.
Are we okay with the fact that our guy went top to bottom on the list?
And then like, lied to us?
No! Yeah. His voice got real high? No!
He was from Greendale.
We took out Greendale last week. I don't think we said they were cheaters.
Well, I
just said that they, you know, there's the Greendale bubble, and that exists.
There's a lot of folks who are judging us, Chewy, for the candy corn thing. Candy corn, you two, that from AC and Tosa. Jen, it's candy corn. You guys were just talking about it, that from David in the 414. Sadler in Madison says, I like Chewy's hot dog suggestion. You should give out hot dogs and call them Halloweenies. And then,
I like that. I mean, our big kids would like it. When it's cold out, they're a little hungry. Hey, here's a hot dog. What do you want?
Yeah, mustard, a little more substance.
Relish. Yeah,
a little more substance than just, you know, all the mini candy bars.
My kid, the data is wrong, Brad says. Small sample size. My kids come back from trick-or-treating, and it is literally all orange and red from Reese's Cups and Kit Kats.
Again, this is a nationwide survey, just because we here in Wisconsin, maybe we like the chocolate. Maybe other parts of the country, because there's a lot of more fruit-flavored candy that ended up on this list.
Peter says, nice job, Justin. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Meanwhile, Clint says, ban him from the show. Do we need to
Does he deserve the Yankee treatment?
That's what I was just going to ask, Gabe. What do you think, Chew?
I can't believe Josh, he didn't give him the hook. Josh?
I just like when this list ends early.
Path of least resistance.
Wait,
I love
so then
it.
You have to answer less phone calls?
Yeah. Correct.
Well, so that's, what was your favorite part of the segment? The end. Oh, you like the end of it? No, when it ended. I like that part.
So Josh is a no. He's not being banned for life.
I don't know, Chu. I don't know. You can't rattle. At least you got to fake it a little bit, right? Like drop an A, yeah. Drop a two.
Well, you skipped three, listed 4 through 8 all in a row, and then went back to hot tamales.
That was just him reaching the depths of his mind.
At least because when we've had people cheat before, they do the, oh, man.
How about
I think I'm kind of sure. Out. And then they guess. He just, well, we've got Sour Patch Kids, Starburst, Hershey Kid. Like, he just rattled them off because he knew that was the list.
So basically, you're complimenting, like, the bravado? You're complimenting, like, the authenticity?
Technique. He was daring us to do something, and obviously we're not doing anything.
Jack squat.
Put it on the Jen, Cabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Should Justin be banned from the show after clearly cheating on Top 8 at 8? We'll take a break here on Jen, Cabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this. Ditch the random channel surfing when you are with your remote control. Grab your phone, open the ESPN app. Their new Where to Watch feature is a game changer. With so many games going on, the ESPN app is your answer for what channel, what app, or what stream to get to. Want to know where the Bucks are tipping off on a Thursday night? Boom, it's the ESPN app. Need a channel for Sunday's green and gold games? You already know. It's the ESPN app's Where to Watch tab. Say goodbye to frustration and hello to watching all your sports. Download the ESPN app from your app store and find the Where to Watch TV icon now.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm right-handed, but I'm with Gabe here. Yeah, I think more confident in my left hand here, just cupping right now, other than my other hand cupping.
Mostly because I also.
I get a lot more work out of the right hand.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Chewy, and I just saw on Yahoo Sports that over Detroit's past 5 games, they have more touchdowns, 25, than incompletions, 20. It's the first team since the 1970 merger to do that over a 5-game stretch. It's not great.
It's pretty good.
I'm good for them.
I mean, I'm willing to bet that they have more incompletions than touchdowns on Sunday, but still, it's a pretty good stretch.
And then what was that other little fun stat that I just shared with you about our buddy Jordan Love?
He hasn't been very good against the Blitz this year.
I mean, as good as Deshaun Watson, worse than Bo Nix, worse than Gardner Minshew. So if you're the Detroit Lions, Chew, and you know that about Jordan Love, you're blitzing the hell out of him?
That coupled with his groin, yeah, you want to make him run. So it's kind of twofold. See if they, because they're going to sit there and say, all right, let's see if we can really get that thing to blow out. You know, because that's how they think. That's how I thought. If I was going against a guy with a bad shoulder, my target changes. You know, your target changes. It's like a boxer. You know, a boxer's got a cut in the eye. You don't, I don't want to. I'll hit you over here. You know, you try to hit him and knock him out. So, yeah, that's not a great stat for Mr. Love.
Does it give you even more reason to think about just putting Malik out there and having Malik be the guy?
Yeah, I think so.
So the Malik thing is interesting because
the risk isn't worth the reward, I don't think. Yeah, it's a big game, and I get it, people. Okay, it's a big game, but sometimes you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. I would just go, why you? Oh, I got a cramp in my in my hamstring.
Are you okay?
Okay, I'm all right.
Wait.
Yeah.
You just Charlie Horse?
I just cramped.
What just happened? You went from Kenny Rogers to Charlie Horse.
How can somebody that consumes gallons of water during the show?
I don't get it. I really don't. What's a Charlie Horse?
All right, now I've got to ask.
I thought a Charlie Horse is when someone like elbows you in a muscle and then it's.
Yeah,
no,
that's what a Charlie Horse is, yeah.
This is a cramp.
Were you in more
pain? Well, here's the problem. Gabe, you should figure this out.
Time out. Do you all think that someone has to give you a Charlie horse?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure that you can get a Charlie horse.
No. Just,
if somebody hits
someone
you,
someone has to assist you.
No.
Yes.
You
no.
can't. No. That's
yes.
You can just get a spasm. You can just get a muscle spasm, and it's considered a Charlie horse.
No, that's called a cramp. It's a different
can
word.
Can you look it up, Joshy? A Charlie horse is not necessarily given to you by someone else.
Chewy, were you in more pain just now or when you had your truck almost, you know, run into a telephone pole yesterday?
This hurts more, especially in the hamstring. But, Gabe, you should have figured this out. I'm surprised.
Oh, boy.
Because, okay, this is why. Gabe, I'm off tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to Nashville to see my son coach.
Yep.
So that means that last night was a what?
So last night was Thursday.
Yes, and what does Thursday mean?
Thursday.
Blammer Thursday. Did you do a digital Blammer Thursday with some wine?
And I did it with my buddy down the road.
Oh, okay. You had a stand-in for the Blammer?
So that's probably why the cramp. That makes sense, right?
That makes sense, yes. You dehydrated yourself last night. Although, that being said, I mean, you're still hydrating yourself as much as you normally do. Or do you not drink the 100 milliliters of water?
No, I got it right here.
Okay.
Joshy, what are you learning about Charlie horses over there?
It is both. It can be caused by either contact or some people just call it simply a cramp or spasm.
That's not a Charlie horse.
No, that's cramp. There's a different word for it.
No, you guys are wrong. You can get a Charlie horse when you're sleeping, when you're walking, when you're doing...
Those are called cramps.
They're called Charlie horses.
No, the cramp. It's a word. We already have a word for it.
Jen,
this is crazy.
You should be well-versed in the word cramp.
Is that a period joke, Chew?
I'm just saying.
Well, what are you saying?
Right? Yeah, my wife knows what a cramp is. She knows what a Charlie horse is.
I'm just telling you, you can get a Charlie horse without someone giving you a Charlie horse. I know Joshy was reluctant to admit that since he was on the other side of the argument, but that is true.
I think whenever someone punched you in the thigh as you were sitting there, they always said, Charlie horse.
Yeah.
Just because they said it doesn't make it true.
But my lived experience is the only time it happens is when someone smacks you.
Well, hold on. So when someone smacks you in the head and goes, Volkswagen, do you now call it a Volkswagen? Like, no, you can say whatever you want when you hit somebody.
Smack me.
All right. Here's another question for you. Was Charlie really a horse? Why isn't it called a Brian dog? Oh, you Brian dogged me. Why is it a Charlie horse?
I actually looked that up as well. I didn't see any conclusive evidence.
It seems to be just originated in the 1880s as an informal Americanism used in baseball to describe muscle cramps and other injuries. The lame horse. So if your horse is lame, legs not working, that would be the same thing.
Why can't we come up with something that like... lasts beyond us. Why can't we come up with a phrase or a term that like we make people start saying?
I mean, we got Schartenfarter.
Do you think people are saying Schartenfarter?
I mean, it's the best we got.
It is the least of the
clubhouse. I'm a Schartenfarter.
Do people know what Schartenfarter means? I guess if you're a loyal listener to the show, you
a handful of people do. I mean, you got to start somewhere, Jen, right? Like, you got to start, you got to build a base and then, you know, continue to build your way up.
It's the toad.
Oh, yeah.
Toad. I've never heard anyone use toad like that in the way it gets thrown around here.
Really? That's interesting. So toad is like somebody who is a blind fan.
Correct.
Blindly loyal to their team.
Yes.
That's a toad. That's a Jen, Gabe, and Chewyism. Schartenfarter is where you, Chewy can't pronounce
Schadenfreude.
Jen can't pronounce.
Awfully accusatory over there.
And she wanted to do it, and then the look she gave me of like, please help.
I was like, so hold on. I don't know how to say that word.
So it's really
Chewy under the bus, and then she had to dive underneath it herself.
It's really not Schartenfarter? I thought that was a German word.
No.
Gabe?
It's Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude.
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 Gotcha.
I always think Fräulein. Is that what they say? Is that like a woman?
Fräulein.
Yeah, it is.
Fräulein?
I believe it is derived from a similar thing because you're describing a person.
People are saying Jen is wrong. Sam says Jen is wrong. People wrongly use Charlie horse for cramps. You have to be punched. That according to AC and Tosa.
AC's correct.
And Chef Ed says we got Chewy was right. And I don't know if he's talking about the Charton farter or the Charlie horse.
I mean, really all of it. This has just really been Chewy's been right all day. He's been on fire. Yeah. He's been a great Chewy. I mean, it's a Friday for him because he's taking off tomorrow. He's been giving us his Friday goods.
He's trying to make you feel better, Chew, because you almost took a telephone pole to the dome yesterday.
Gabe, you saw the John Lynch hit. Yeah. What do you think would have been worse?
Well, the thing about the John Lynch hit is he hit you high, but he put crown of his helmet right into your chest. It's not like he hit you in the head.
He hit me in the head, Gabe. If you slow that, he
well, I mean, there's a whiplash effect
underneath my chin.
Yeah, but I mean, based on where the dent in your windshield is, that thing was coming right for the top of your dome.
They squished your skull like a bug.
Nah, I don't think so. If it just hit me, I'd have been fine. I might have broke my jaw, but I mean.
I think what we're learning here in this segment is Chewy was no good in physics class.
No, not at all. It popped your skull like a melon.
You know those videos that you see of like hydraulic presses? Have you guys ever seen those slow motion videos? Yeah. They put like a watermelon there and then they got the press on it and you just watch the watermelon just like go pop.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not bringing that up for any particular reason, but. All right, time to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of stuff to still get to this morning. Stick around. We'll be right back after this.
Tune into the Thanalysis Show each and every week. It's presented by Gruber Law Offices. Thanasis Dedekumbo hangs out with special guests for fun and even surprising conversations. Maybe it's his live show with Giannis, a chat with Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love, getting the inside scoop on fighting with Logan Paul, or any one of TA's unique guests. Find Thanalysis Show, Apple, Spotify, anywhere else you get your podcasts. Plus, you can subscribe to Thanalysis Show on YouTube to see exclusive video content from Thanasis. Thanalysis Show, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much less. But Ernie,
you don't know how to. Ernie, do it, and I don't know
does
how
it ever?
It, so.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN. Here we go.
Tune in to Behind the Bucks on Bucks Plus Audio Network. It's presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker, and HR benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks dives deep into Bucks and Six, a culture unknowingly created by former Bucks star Brandon Jennings. Take a look inside the Brandon Jennings story, the origin of Bucks and Six, how it became a rallying cry, and what it truly means to Jennings and Bucks fans alike. Find Behind the Bucks, Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher.
Pretty excited for the big guy to experience trick-or-treating tonight. Chewy telling us that he never gets trick-or-treaters at his house here in Wisconsin. Partially location, partially because people are scared of him. They're just like, I'm not going to that house. No. You know who lives there? Chewy. So Chewy is going to be handing out candy tonight for the little kids. And Chew, I imagine that you will have a blast doing that. You love, like, as long as they're not your kids, you love little kids and costumed little kids. Holy moly.
Yeah. I'm a big teaser. I like to tease. But the problem is sometimes I tease a little too much. Kids don't mind teasing.
What, are you going to make kids cry tonight? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No. I'll be very generous.
Are you going to be the guy who makes every little kid say trick or treat, even if there's like a whole group of them?
No, that would be my Mussolini.
See, now there's another term that you've created here on the show.
Yes, there you go. That's an all-time bestseller.
I can't believe he said that.
Uh-huh.
I assume he doesn't think she's listening.
Well, but it always...
I said it because my wife is Italian, all right? That's the only reason.
It doesn't make it right.
Of all the Italians you could have picked. I don't know, Chew. Feels like a bad one. Let's get to the poll, shall we? I'll save you from yourself here. Chewy had a telephone pole come through his truck windshield yesterday. First thought, oh my God, is he okay? Or Final Destination scene. 55% of the vote says Final Destination scene, although 45% does wonder if Chewie is okay. The update is yes, he is fine. He dodged the telephone pole. Malik Willis should start this Sunday if Jordan Love is blank percent. This is interesting to me. There are 36% of the vote, which is the majority right now, saying 75%. If Jordan Love is 75%, Malik Willis should start. And then you have 27% of the vote, which is the next group, that says 90% or more. So we're on both ends of the spectrum there. They're thinking that 75 is the number Jordan would have to be at in order for Malik Willis to start. And then you have other people who are saying 90 or more, which is essentially he's got to be close to 100% in order for Jordan Love to be out there. And then lastly, should Justin be banned from the show after clearly, obviously, not even trying to hide it, cheating on the top 8 at 8? Yes, lifetime ban, 57% of the vote, like those Yankee fans who tried to rip the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove and who were banned from Game 5 yesterday. He should not be allowed back. That is what the people are saying, Chew.
I kind of like his brashness. He sold it pretty well. Huh?
Didn't sold sell what? It at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was no selling. He just accepted it. Said, deal with it. I'm cheating.
Yeah. I mean, we asked if he was cheating. He said no. And then continued, obviously, cheating.
Deny till you die.
Is that what you're going to have to do if your wife finds out what you said earlier today?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that one. Let's drop that.
Still doesn't understand that concept, does he? Will the Intouch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great Halloween, everybody.